With the majority of us confined to our homes, we're spending more time online, whether it be for work or play. Online traffic has increased by 30% since the Taoiseach's speech in Washington when he announced the first COVID-19 restrictions, and it's continued to rise ever since. So what does that mean? Is our broadband likely to get slower? Are mobile signals about to weaken? Our reporter, Tommy Mescal, has been finding out and he joins us. Tommy, how are the mobile networks coping with this increase in demand?
Well, Rachel, they insist that they're coping very well. Vodafone say that the network is performing fine, no capacity issues. They've seen a 50% increase in voice traffic or telephone calls and a 25% increase in mobile data traffic. Three say their company carries 66% of all mobile data in Ireland and they can meet demand. Air as well, insisting that everything is fine and they're operating far below the available capacity. Ciro, which operates a fibre to the home network covering 300,000 premises in the country, also said it had sufficient capacity, and Virgin Media too, insisting all is well. Nevertheless, there is a demand on these networks and that's likely to continue to rise, and in response, ComReg, which regulates telecoms here in Ireland, is increasing something called radio spectrum. Now, that's nothing to do with your FM radio dial. Put simply, they are increasing capacity, which should hopefully benefit people's mobile data. It's a significant move, as this extra capacity is worth an awful lot of money usually. Jeremy Godfrey is their commissioner with ComReg, and he explains why they did it.
Lots of people have been using the internet and making voice calls more than they were previously. So use of voice calling is up between 30 to 60%, and use of the internet on mobile phones is up between 20 and 25%. And so far, the networks have coped very well with this extra usage because they've got spare capacity to cope with spikes in usage. But of course, we don't know what's coming. So we want to help them, give them the flexibility to add more capacity to their networks in order to cope with the extra demand. So what we're planning to do is allow them to make more use of the radio spectrum in order to create capacity to meet that demand. And these will be for 3 months in the first instance, but we could extend that if necessary.
For those with a fixed line internet connection, this new capacity will not benefit them. I asked Jeremy if there was anything to be done for those users.
So for the fixed line, although there's a lot of extra usage, those networks are really very well placed to cope with the usage. In normal times, the usage of fixed line internet peaks in the evenings when people are watching video and so on. And the extra usage we're seeing at the moment is mostly during the day, so that it's not such a problem for fixed line internet users.
Some ways that users might notice high demand on the system is through slower internet speeds, or perhaps if you're calling somebody, the call might not go through the first time and you'll need to dial it again. If you're living outside of a big town or city, you might notice as a result of these changes that your mobile signal is becoming better than it ordinarily would be. Adrian Weckler, technology correspondent with the Irish and Sunday Independent, he says hotspotting from your phone might now become a better option for some people.
Well, in parallel with the Irish telecoms regulator's move to liberalise the radio spectrum, some of the mobile operators here in Ireland themselves have moved to free up a little bit of data capacity. So Three has made the biggest move. It used to have a 60 gigabyte per month limit, a fair use limit they called it, on its mobile packages, and it has now done away with that. So effectively, you can now, if you're a Three customer, you can effectively now use unlimited data on their phones, and you can also hotspot them. In other words, use your phone as your home's Wi-Fi hotspot if the signal that you can get there is good enough. Now, that's a very big move. Some of the other operators have moved a little bit in that direction. Air has relaxed its data limits on one or two of its products, and Vodafone is concentrating more on just making sure that its services stay up effectively.
Streaming videos and downloads are the primary cause of this increase in internet traffic. It's up 30% according to iNext, the main Irish internet hub. And apps like Zoom, Houseparty and streaming sites like Netflix or Disney Plus, which has just landed, are now common features of everyday life. At the moment, there are reports of individual problems, but overall, telecommunications in Ireland is holding up pretty well. However, Adrian warns that that is something that will have to be monitored very closely.
There's no real evidence to say yet that there have been systemic problems in whole communities or even parts of communities not being able to get online or not being able to do their, you know, Zoom or Skype calls or watch Netflix during the evening. That hasn't happened yet. However, if the demand keeps going the way it is it's climbing at present, we could see that start to become an issue in the coming weeks. Don't forget, we're 50% up on the annual average, and we're climbing at about 10% every 2 weeks. So if that continues, there will be a capacity issue, and that will be something that the networks will have to deal with in the first instance. The data centers like Google and Amazon, they might have to deal with it as well. And then as a fallback, as a last resort, it might fall to somebody like ComReg, the telecoms regulator.
Now, ComReg, as we heard Jeremy Godfrey outline earlier, has released extra capacity for mobile networks, and that's in anticipation of further growth. They'll be continue to keep a watching brief on this as demand grows on our internet network.
Tommy, thanks indeed for that. That was our reporter, Tommy Mesk.